You're listening to the Tembo Sounds Show. Inzwai ngoma, inzwai osho, hande tuon niaskana. This is Nandile from DC, Ogwa Bulawayo from Zimbabwe, hanging out with DJ OC of Tembo Sound.
what you gonna do? Your door roller gone. What you gonna do? Your door roller gone. You better make some biscuits until she come home. It rained a letter this morning. Do you reckon it rained? Said, now hurry home, boy, your special rider, she did.
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college...
Last night once again I had the dream. I tossed and I turned. That old feeling's still the same. It was so real. I woke up cold and sweating. I wonder, did I call her name? In the dream, she was right there with me. Right there with me in the bed. She said, Bobby, come and kiss me. What she said. But when I reached out to hold her, oh, I woke my wife instead. Thank you. since I've seen her. I tried hard not to think about her, but all she left me was a scream. All she left me was a dream. All she left me was a dream. A dream. All she left me was a dream. I dreamed I called her name. I dreamed I held my baby in my
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
Oh, understand and be understood.
Thank you. like you're leaving, when I know the other one just a little too well. Oh, dear lady, won't you stay with me just a little longer? You don't always seem, like you're leaving, when I need you here just a little longer. La 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 la.
From 1985's Fables of the Reconstruction.
That's R.E.M. with Green Grow the Rushes. Before the R.E.M., how about some Violent Femmes? From their debut album, 1983 is when that came out. Yeah, pushing 40, believe it or not. It's good feeling from the kids out from Milwaukee way. Let's play some Daniel Johnston in there as well with Go and Hunchback. The band Hunchback was giving you that interesting cover of Christina Aguilera's hit, Beautiful. Start off the entire set with Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because my name is indeed Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday evening, comes to each and every Tuesday afternoon, and sometimes it comes to you times, I don't even know when it's coming on the air, but those are the main times that you can hear this radio program. People call me the Mockster, and I appreciate you tuning in. Let you know what's going to happen tonight. Well, we're going to try to stay on as long as we can. Normally, 4 hours is what we do. It's summertime. It's sweltering hot, and we'll just see if I melt before the end of those 4 hours. But if I make it all the way, you'll get a mock in about 3 hours. In about 2 hours, I'll do a radio calendar and a music calendar, let you know what's going on around town. And then otherwise, I'm just going to play music. Good music, bad music, your music, my music. It's what we do on the Viva La Mock radio program. I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza, they do join you and in supporting WRCT. They offer pizza and hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use actually any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, you can call them up at 412-362-SPACK. Or online at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Got a little bit of musical schooling knowledge emailed to me earlier this week, and I love it. If you've got some musical schooling or knowledge just to send my way, email me at wrcrequest@gmail.com. Had someone say, hey, Monster, are you familiar with who Stand Free is? And I'm like, Stan Freeberg? And they're like, no, Stan Free. I said, I'm not. And they're like, well, you know, he had this project in the 70s called Hot Butter. And I'm like, I loved Hot Butter. My sister had the album with the popcorn box on the front, yeah, for popcorn. I mean, I know it well. And he's like, yeah, but do you believe that Stan Free actually did some session stuff as well? And you can actually hear him. If you listen really, really closely on the Monkees. I'm like, really? Yeah. He said, tune in. Listen to a little bit of me, a little bit of you.
Walk out, Bill, don't you walk out. We've got things to say. Talk out. Let's have it talked out and things will be okay.
Hey Pittsburgh, Michael Nesmith here with Paul. You are listening to Viva La Mock. Aren't we lucky?
Christabel, I'm gonna love you till the end.
Brand spanking new music from Manchester, England's Museum of Tomorrow here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Name of the track is Smokescreen. That new album, which isn't even out yet, the new album drops. And I'm going to use the lingo, drops, in the middle of September. But I got my hands on a copy of it, and I'm like, I've got to play something, don't I? I've got a copy. Don't I? Cahoots before that. I think they hailed from Martha's Vineyard. I wonder if they were at that party. Wasn't there a big party there like a week ago? It was on the news. Maybe they were the band. Maybe there was a band. I don't know. But Shut Up. Shut Up, the name of the song. Shut Up, which a lot of people say to me a lot. Also before that, Sorrows. Brand new music. Brand new old music from Sorrows. Christabel, name of the track. What do you mean, Moxter? Brand new old music. Well, the brand new album just came out. Came out. Big Stir Records just sent me this little care package, which had that the Museum of Tomorrow in that, and then the Sorrows. And I don't really know much about the Sorrows. And I put it in. I'm like, wow, this is like grooving my jam. I like this stuff. And then I was reading up on it, and the name of the new album is actually called Love Too Late, the real album. And what does that mean? Well, back in 1980, they went to record this Love Too Late album. And their label and their producer had a much different vision of what it should sound like and be like, and who even played on it. Like it put tension in the band. They lost members, and the label ended up putting out an album that was not really the album they wanted to put out. And I know that REM has a similar story with the recording of Murmur, I think it was, where they fired the producer because they're like, no, we don't want synths in our stuff. This is not what we sound like. So the Sorrows, after literally 40 years of legal battles, finally got the rights to the music again. And they went in with the original members and re-recorded the album, and it sounds fantastic. So I played that Sorrows for you, and I hope you enjoyed it. We'll play more in coming weeks. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet gave us... Yeah, I had to throw a cover of Hot Butter in there. The band Hot Butter, the project Hot Butter. Of course, the song is called Popcorn, and I mentioned Stand Free. That was his project, and he also played on that Monkey song, which started off the entire set. A little bit of me, a little bit of you. We are about 21 minutes before the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I always have to say this. I greatly appreciate you listening to my humble little radio show on a Friday night or a Tuesday afternoon. And if you ever have a suggestion or just want to reach out to me, please just drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. I was down at Bantha. Have you been to Bantha? Are you familiar with Bantha? It's a tea shop. It's not a coffee shop. It's a tea shop. And it's actually not far from Spack Brothers. And I was down there. And they dig the WRCT, so that's why I name dropped them, because they do dig the WRCT. And one of the owners was like, Moxter, remember that band I liked back in the 90s? And I said, Creed? And he said, no. He said, Strangle Martin. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember Strangle Martin. In fact, he and I first met over our mutual love of Strangle Martin. So I'm going back to that debut album from said Lexington, Kentucky's own Strangle Martin, with Jack's favorite song, I believe, Polishing Your Hate. You see just what you want to see. Swear that you'll get it. No one saved by polishing their hate.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Techno Land? RCT Techno DJs in the house. Oh, yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
So we had this long period of basically complete silence on the Congressman Matt Gaetz investigation and possible forthcoming charges. Then last week we learned that Matt Gaetz's ex-girlfriend had testified before a grand jury. And now things moving significantly more quickly. We have learned that Matt Gaetz's ex-girlfriend has been granted immunity in the sex trafficking probe investigating the congressman. So let's kind of back it up and reset the entire thing. I believe it was in March of 2021. I remember where I was. We were on break that week. News broke that Matt Gaetz was being investigated for a number of possible crimes. Matt Gaetz is the radical Trumpian Republican congressman from Florida. He's an absolutely horrible extremist in every sense of the word and in every sense of the every aspect of him falls under that category. The charges that were being looked at. And remember, he has not been charged with anything yet. That's sort of the whole point of this. It includes charges stemming from possible actions involving paying people for money and the transportation of underage women between states, which would make it a sex trafficking case. And then, as we expected charges any day, basically nothing happened. He did lawyer up, hiring some of the best sex crime lawyers in the country, but nothing happened. And many of you started to email me asking what's going on with that. Is the story dead? And of course, I don't know. Last week, we learned that Matt Gaetz's ex-girlfriend testified before a grand jury. And this was one of the first recent signals that this thing is not only still going on, but could be getting very serious. And now we have learned that Matt Gaetz's ex-girlfriend has been granted immunity in the sex trafficking probe. Now, there are a number of different takeaways from this, which we're going to talk about. But as CBS News reports, prosecutors granted immunity to an ex-girlfriend of Representative Matt Gaetz before she testified last week in front of a federal grand jury. Gaetz has been under investigation to determine if he violated sex trafficking laws and obstructed justice in that probe. Gaetz has previously denied all wrongdoing and has said that he has never paid for sex nor had sex with an underage girl. The woman who CBS News is not naming testified last Wednesday. She is viewed as a potential key witness, according to two sources. One of the sources said she has information related to the investigation of both the sex trafficking and obstruction allegations. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleiman says, quote, "This may be a willing participant who has a smart lawyer who sought an immunity deal from the government. The government does not give immunity blindly, so they know what they are getting in exchange." Also, the government, or in general, people typically don't ask for immunity unless they were involved in wrongdoing in some way. And the hypothetical that's being laid out is that in Florida, failure to report child abuse is a crime. And this is all speculative, but what is being kind of discussed is if part of her testimony is that she knew of underage victims, is what they are legally, of Matt Gaetz, and she didn't report them, she could theoretically be liable for that because of Florida law. Because in Florida, everybody's considered a mandated reporter. If she knew about that, she should have reported it. And so